All right, so let's start over here in the Mishnah, in Bamei Madlikin. Bamei Madlikin or Bamei Ein Madlikin. All right, who wants to read? It's interesting. Rashba. I think it's the Rashba. He says, why does the Gemara start out? Why does the Mishnah start out Bamei Madlikin? Right. Normally when the Mishnah starts out like that, the Gemara asks, Tana Meheichan Koi. Right. Where's the Tana coming from? Mama, who said anything about Madlikin? What do you mean by Me Madlikin? Right? Like Shema. Or Ketzad Mvorchen. Right? Yeah. So he gives an interesting answer. He says, over here it doesn't need to ask. Because even if there was no mitzvah, you still would have to light candles. You still would have to provide light. It's just Davar Pashut. It still would be needed. Even if it wasn't, you don't need a halachic a prerequisite over here. Halachic chiyuv to start talking about how to prepare neiros for Shabbos.
So what would the criteria be?
Okay, so go ahead. Bamei Madlikin or Bamei Ein Madlikin? Right. Alright, go ahead. Who wants to read? Go ahead. Okay, so Rashi says Bamei Madlikin means to make a wick. Right, what things do you make a wick out of? That's the first half of the mission. Go ahead. So what are the things? Right. Okay, so you can't light with what? Lechesh. What's Lechesh? So what does the Gemara say? Lechesh is what? It's the Shucha D'Arzo. Which is what? The bark of the tree? So the Gemara says, how could that be? Shucha D'Arzo Eitz Balmahu. Right, Rashi?
Eitz Balmahu. Shita D'Lachazi L'Psila Elam Ndura.
So it's obvious that that's not Roy for a Psila. That's only Roy for a what?
A wood fire.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you see over here? So the question is, when you're excluding something from a category, right, it's got to be in the category. Correct? So what is the nature of a psila? What's the quality of psila? Oh, so Gemara's answer is what? What is this talking about?
Or misa is.
Kimin semer yesh bein klipaso la'atzo. So there's like a woolly matter between the bark and the wood. Okay. So what's the difference between roy for psila and roy for madura? Right, now there's two ways to light something. The psila is a system where you have the fuel, and then the psila is what delivers the fuel to be consumed. Right? But the wick is not actually burning. Right? But madura is where you're burning the wood as a substance, right, as the fuel itself. So we're only talking about psilos over here. It's delivering the fuel. It's delivering the fuel. If the wick was burning, you'd be done in a few seconds. You play with the fire later. You play with some fire later. You'll see. But it's not so simple what's actually burning. A little bit complicated. Didn't we discuss this once? A few years ago. Yeah, with the gas. When we were discussing, who was that? Faraday. Faraday's experiments. Yeah. All right, anyway. So I think it's the fuel becomes vaporized, and that's really what's burning. That's why if you blow out a candle and hold a flame above the vapors, it'll reignite. So it has to burn first to cause enough heat to vaporize, but really what keeps it going is the vaporized fuel.
Where is the vaporized fuel?
Right on the top of the wick.
But the wick starts the chain.
Yeah, the wick starts the chain, right. The wick starts the chain. Try it. It's interesting. Okay. So anyway, so that's the psila. So psila means that it's going to deliver the, it helps in consuming the fuel, but it's not the fuel itself. So over here, when dealing with psilos, we have to, it doesn't make sense. You wouldn't need to exclude wood itself, right? You put wood in the oil, it's not going to do anything. It's just the wood. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, so I just wanted to show you that you see there has to be a category over here that we're dealing with, right? You say what you're not lighting with, you have to define the category that we're dealing with and then exclude certain things of that category. So the category is, it's a system of nair, right? Where it's a combination of the fuel and the wick.
So
okay, yeah.
That's
not talking about Madura at all. No, it's Vamem Adlikin is not talking about what can you make fires with on Shabbos. Right, that's what Rashi says. Lasos psilo. It's not talking about what can you make a fire with. It's saying, what can you use to be madlik? It means what can you use as a vehicle of being madlik? What can you use as a psilo to create the fire with? But it's not a question of simply what can you burn on Shabbos. That's why you would need to include eights. Eights is obviously not in the topic of this Mishnah.
There's an implication.
Right. So the question is, do you need specifically to have a nair? And this Mishnah doesn't say anything about a chov. Right? What if a person just wants to have a Madura? Do you need specifically to have a type of a candle like a nair, a type of a light like a nair? So that's what the Gemara says later, that nair Shabbos is a chova. That's the Gemara on... That's a chova. And it's mashma from Tosas holds the chova to eat in a situation that has light. The Rambam doesn't say eating, but so it would seem that you would need, a Madura does not produce that kind of a usable light. So it's because of the intensity of the fire, it's not conducive to being on top of your table, you know. Nair. I mean, it is an interesting thing, and nair is an interesting phenomenon. It's like it's a very controlled fire. And that's really what a nair is, right? It's a controlled fire, because you're only giving access to a limited amount of the fuel at a time, as opposed to a Madura, where you're just basically letting the fire loose on the wood, and it's going to consume as much fuel as it can in the quickest amount of time. What's unique about the nair is you can have the whole system of the fuel, but it's the wick is what really maintains a limited access to the fuel, so it will burn in the controlled way. Grass?
Yeah.
Some sort of a grass. Min Esav Orach rushes, right? It's a long grass. I don't know how you can light. I don't know what that means to be a. How do you light a grass? I don't know what that means. No. You're behind the times. You're behind the times, right? All right. You ever see like those cattails?
Yeah.
Maybe something similar to that.
Cattails.
Right. And then the last one is some sort of sea algae or some sort of seaweed that grows on the boats. Okay, anyway, all those things are no good. Go ahead.
Okay. Velo b'zefes in the Gemara?
Yeah, okay. So Rashi says, Velo b'zefes lo b'shava, lavling in psila, in the Mishnah he says, right? Ela losas b'mokom shemen. M'chol hani m'zefes v'elech psule shemonim him. So you have two psulim in the Mishnah, right? Two classes: the psul in the psolas, in the psila, and in the shemen, because that's the system of that's nair. Okay, so some things are not good as a wick, and some things are not good as an oil. Go ahead.
Mark.
Yeah.
Lo bezefes. Zefes zifsa shayva kirusa. Hamilach psul shemayim.
Okay, so the Brisa says up until here is the psul of the psilos. And from here on out is in the oils. So the Gemara says that's pasha. We know what these things are. And you know what could be a wick and what could be an oil. You need the Tana to tell me here's the psulim of the wick and here's the psulim of the oil. I just go by what the thing is. I'll know automatically. Go ahead.
Shaiva Yitzchakolai.
Okay, so you need it for Shava. That what? You might have thought it's also good as a wick. I mean, it's not good as a wick. Hamash Malon it is. So what does that mean? See Rashi. Shava Yitzchakolai.
Shaiva Yitzchakolai. Rafisher and Gilan Asos Kimim Psila Aruka. Vapsila Latoka. Lord Sha'ani Osen.
So they would make like a long wick. Like a long wick. What does it mean to make like a long wick?
Candle.
And the psila was in it. They would make kimin psila rucha. In other words, they would shape the wax like a long wick. The wax was in the shape of a long wick. Right? And there was a real wick inside of that. Right? Just like we do. So mahu desema. Right. So you would say that's also no good. How does it work out? So you would say that what?
We would have said that the shiva is not good for a candle, but mashmalan, it's okay as a candle. It's only not good when it's like as a piece.
So that's the meaning, right? When it says adkan is a psul in the psilos, mikan ve'elach is a psul mashmanim. So how do you understand that? So what does that mean to tell you?
But the things afterwards are not usher as psilos.
Exactly, right? But the things afterwards, I don't know why it's confusing to me. I have to always think that carefully. The things afterwards are not psulim as psilos, but it's really only referring to shava, according to Rashi. Because that's the only one you really use like that. So if I make a candle, that was right here, it's interesting.
It doesn't like a psilo. Yeah, it seems like you're still using.
Wait, you hear the facts? You're not allowed to use wax. So what does it mean you're not allowed to use wax as a as an oil? So how would that be?
Just have you fill up a bowl with wax and then just stick a like a candle. You can't burn a wax candle.
Whoa! Slow down. Where are you from, Narbona or something?
Isn't it saying that only the wick itself?
All right, let's look at the facts straight. In other words, so the Mishnah is saying you can't use shava as an oil, right? You can't use shava as an oil. So I'm just trying to. So how would that be? You take what? You take pieces of wax, put it into a nair, into a kli, and have a wick coming out of it, right? Have a wick coming out of it. Or what? Or like a maybe even like a solid piece of what it would seem that.
Well, what? The same way that a candle wax would melt and become like oil and would just be absorbed by the wick.
Right, the wax would melt and become like an oil and start being absorbed up by the wick. You ever see them? They have that now. If you look like a yahrzeit candle, so after those 7-day candles. You ever see those 7-day candles? So. So after a while, it becomes like all liquefied. Well, a lot of it. You get a large layer of liquid over there, right? So that would be like using shava as a shemen, a stava, right? So that you can't do. But because that's a psul in the shemen. That's using shava as a shemen. But it says it's not a psul to use shava as a psila. Am I reading that right? It's not a psul to use it as a psila. Hold on one second. So what is using it as a psila? Like our candles. It's not contained in any kli. It's just a long stick of wax with a wick in the middle. With a wick in the middle. Yes. Right. Right. The problem is, what do you mean you're using it as a psila? Right? What does that mean, you're using it as a psila? Yeah. That's why some want to learn differently. Some want to learn that that's not the case of psila. They want to learn the case of psila is where you take a wax candle, or maybe even just wax, and you put it in oil. That's the case of using the wax as a wick.
You can't light that, right?
The thing is, when you light that, it's not clear like what's going to be the fuel.
Well,
like, what is the oil going to be doing?
Why can't you just have the end and not wax?
I guess.
Really,
yeah. All right, so what's the Havamina Maskan according to Rashi? And what, why is it Psila? What does it mean it's a Psila? Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit hard to answer this question without knowing what the whole problem is with all of these things. No? So let's maybe just jump ahead. What is the underlying problem with all of these things? Okay. And then we'll come back to see what the particular is. The Gemara is just deducing that at that point. That's what it means. Okay, go ahead. Amar Rabba, is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
So Amar Rabba on Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph.
Amar Rabba, Psilo Sha'amar Chachamim, Ein Malikim Behen Bashavis, Mipnisha, or Mithaskas.
Okay. So the reason why you can't use these psilos is because the word is just too hard to pronounce. You can't don't pronounce. Use these psilos. You're gonna. Okay, you can't use these psilos. Why? Because the or, let's see, what does it mean, Rashi? Two pshatim in Rashi. I mean, basically it's the same idea. That what it means to say that the or is not straight and resting in one place. It jumps. It jumps from place to place. Right? It jumps from place to place. Eina nichneses tocha psilo. The other pshat is, that's the other pshat, right? The other pshat is that it's not... in the wick, it's like around the wick. But basically, the problem is that what? The problem is it's not a steady flame. It's a jumpy flame, right? So what? I guess the Lishna, the first Lishna is describing the way it looks. The second Lishna is describing how it burns. But it's the problem is that it's weak. Okay. So therefore, what?
The first one flickers.
First one is flickers, yeah.
And the second one is just very.
No. Second one is not describing at all what it looks like. Just saying how it burns. It doesn't burn like a normal wick. It doesn't burn from within the wick. It burns like just a surfacey on the outside. Of course, that's going to cause it to jump around. But that's not the word. Mistachseches is not describing a jumping.
It's also going to, why would it cause it to jump around?
Because it's not caught well on the wick. It's not fully caught in the wick. It's the same problem. It's just a question.
About it being weak.
Because it's not burning right. It's not fully caught in the wick. It's not burning the way a good wick should burn. A good wick should burn. Is this some importance for that you have that you want?
I thought the first one was that it was going to be flickering, and the second one was that it was going to be like a weaker light, not necessarily flickering, because it's not really burning.
How do you see?
Wick.
All he wants to know is what the word means. What does the word mean?
Okay. One is that the light jumps, so the flickers.
Right.
The second
no, we mean therefore. One means jumping, right?
Yes.
Right.
And the other one means it's just like a surface.
The other one means it's on the surface.
Okay.
Good. So, and what's the matter with the oils?
What's the matter with that?
We're going to get to that. We're not up to that. And the shmonim shamu chameh malikim ba'en? Back in the Gemara. Because they don't draw well, right? And then Rashi says, "V'asi lahatos." Mustavra is going back on what? Both. All right, now we're gonna get into an argument, right? Now you want to fight? V'asi lahatos. And the first one?
It's a problem.
It's not a chash by the first ones too? Yeah, okay. All right, so the question is what? The question is what's the time over here? So Rashi says by the oils, the oil, he says, it doesn't draw and you're going to tilt it. But if it doesn't draw, it doesn't draw. But the question is there also, is it osi lahatos, is that going back on both? Is it going back on both things? That all of them are, the problem of all of them is osi lahatos. Since they don't burn well, if you need it for a moment, you can apparently temporarily fix it by being Makai of the Shemin manually. But the tam is the same for both. Or is there what? The only a tam of Asi Lahatos by the Shimonim and the Psilos is different. I think it's the same.
Because
it'll draw the oil. Yeah, you have to realize when we're saying tilting it, you're not imagining the right candle, I think. Maybe that's the problem. Don't think of a candle with a wick sticking straight up. Think of a candle with a wick going over the side. Okay? So now if you tilt it, you'll actually bring the oil closer to the burning fire.
Yeah, that's only a problem if it's a problem in the oil, but if it's a problem within the wick, then bring oil. You can have the best oil.
Isn't it a question of why is the wick a bad wick? Like, why is it bad at burning? Is it bad at burning?
Isn't all problems in the burning that the phenomenon of drawing the oil to the fire is not working properly?
That's a
question. Yeah. Isn't that always going to be the problem? Why is it not burning well? Because the fire is not the oil is not being drawn properly towards the flame. Either it's a problem that there's some inconsistency in the wick itself that it doesn't draw even. It has a inconsistent texture or whatever it is. Or the problem is the oil is too thick. But basically it's a problem of delivering the oil to delivering the fuel to the fire.
You need the second
pshat of Rashi? I agree. In other words, in the first and second pshat in Rashi, they're not arguing on what happens with the wick. They're not arguing on what happens when you light these wicks. That's not the argument. There's nothing to do with what actually... it's not an argument on what happens. It's an argument on the word. What is the word describing? The phenomenon is the same, whichever shot you take. It's just a question of what's the word. It's a strange word. And Rashi is telling you there are two ways you can interpret this word. Either describing descriptively how the flame looks or where it's attaching to. Yeah.
Can you catch
it? Burn it? I don't know. Listen, we got it. The problem is like the question is like this: what's the problem? Is there one problem or two problems? Is that what we're stuck on here? Is there one problem or two problems in the wicks and the oils? I am saying it's one problem. Okay, well I'll go with my one possibility. Is one problem. Problem is what? Generally speaking, problem is what? No. It's a chashash for an isser of an isser malacha, right? Don't use these kinds of oils and wicks because there's a chashash for some malacha. Okay, fine. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is that by the oil you'll be moda. But by the wick, it's what? And the other pshat is that by the oils it's a problem of isser malacha, and by the wicks it's a separate problem of... Of not covered shabbos. Okay, so good. So Chaim is now asking a question on the second pshat. If there's another reason, why doesn't he say it? Because whose question is worse? If it's the same reason, why doesn't he say it twice? Or if there's another reason, why does he not mention it at all? All right, so this comes to the question that I wanted to get to. I mean, the question is, how do you define this kind of an isser? What kind of an isser is this? Right, what kind of an isser is it on Erev Shabbos? It's Erev Shabbos, and now you say there's a... Is it a real isser? Well, what's the idea of here? Right? Is this an isser, or is it just doesn't qualify for a candle? Is it actually an isser, or is it just you're not going to have a proper Shabbos candle? Right? Yeah. So it's mashma that it's really an isser. The Ram also has it like an isser. Right? That if you do it, it's an isser. It's going to know that you might come to do malacha later. But you see, the Tosfos Yeshanim has a strange pshat. And this is really the Nafka Mina. he says that as long as you have one candle burning properly, you can have the other ones not proper. In other words, all you need is one good nair. Right? It's not an isser per se to be madlik with lechesh or zephes or shemen kik. Right? It's not an isser maisa to be madlik on Erev Shabbos, one of these things. Something a little more complicated, right? As long as you have one good one, then you can do. Then you can use these other ones. Or alternatively, what? He has two reasons why you could do it, right?
It's something that's not.
If it's something that you can do without the light, right? As he says, Shamati mi mara zatzal sheshoma b'im sheyesh rak ner echad. Kosher b'bayis, aydei zeh yizkor v'lo yateh shar neiro shebecheder hu shebemartev. That if you have one good neir, then it's mutter. Why? Because you'll remember. It's funny, kind of a strange law. You'll remember and you won't tilt the other ones. It's mashma from him that it doesn't even have to be in the same room. I know that's the question the Achronim go into. Does it have to be dafka in the same room or anywhere in the house? It was master for him. It doesn't have to be in the same room because he has one in the house, and then you can do it in the bias or in the martif. And who's that? The Sar Mikutzi also says that something that you can do without a nair, like taking the yayin from the chavis, then you can use the nair too. Yeah. So you have a machlokes in the Rishonim. When you're learning this Mishnah, b'me madlikin, b'me ein madlikin, doesn't mean an isser, right? A real, what has the Ram have it? Just straight like an isser, no? Or is it what? Or is it not an isser maisa per se, but...
telling you how you could fulfill the mitzvah.
No, but it's more than that. It's more than that. Because you can't...
Can it still be an isser?
The problem with the Sar Mikutzi in the Tosas way is he's admitting there is an isser, right? But he holds that you can have enough like a zecher, some sort of a zecher. I mean, we have to see if we can understand to formulate these two questions. First of all, how do you have an isser? What kind of an isser is it on Erev Shabbos? Right, that's the first question. It's not a difficult question, but it's a question that should be answered.
I understand the question.
It's like shehiyah. Okay, so we have isurim on Erev Shabbos. We have isurim on Erev Shabbos. But what are these? So what is the? How do you define? Can you define the isser on Erev Shabbos for me? Shema Yata, right? Shema Yata. So what does that mean? So the question. So you say it like this: that what's the what is a Ner Shabbos, right? What is Ner Shabbos? So it's an entity that you're setting up on Erev Shabbos for Tashmish of Shabbos, right? Just like Shehiyah It's where you're starting on Erev Shabbos an action of Shabbos, correct? Starting on Erev Shabbos, a Maisa whose usage is going to be actually on Shabbos itself. So therefore you can say there's an Isser. It really is an extension of the Isser of the usage of Shabbos itself. In other words, there's an isser, since you could say like this, you can't establish an entity of Tashmish Shabbos whose Tashmish is brings about the possibility of isser, right? So it's not really a maisa on Erev Shabbos per se. It's not the action you're doing in Erev Shabbos that's really the ikker. It really is, in terms of being maimed, an entity of Tashmish Shel Shabbos that's not roi for Tashmish Shel Shabbos. That's the isser, right?
That's still you can't be maimed on Erev Shabbos.
That's right, but it's not a Friday din. It's not a din of an isser of a zman of Friday. It's an isser that really is that comes from Shabbos itself. Right? It's an extension of Melech HaShabbos. How do you have a Melech? How do you extend Melech HaShabbos to before Shabbos? Right, because it's a Cheftza that Dafka is, that you're Mishtamish with on Shabbos. So on Friday you're setting it up as an entity of usage. So now you can't. So now you can say like this: that if the tashmish of this nair has within it a chshash of malacha, then it's not roi as a tashmish shel Shabbos. You understand? You cannot create. Is an iser to create on Erev Shabbos. Is an iser to create a cheftza shel tashmish Shabbos, whose tashmish itself is keneged the yom, because it's osi lahatos, right? So that's a simple iser. It's an iser. They're formulating. It's a regular type of gzeira. You take the cheftza. You look at the. You say it's a type of entity of Shabbos and legabi Shabbos. It has a chshash of iser malacha. So we say it's usur to create a cheftza shel Shabbos. That's a michshol. That's a michshol for Shabbos. It's not really the maisa per se. Right. It's in terms of the type of cheftza you're creating. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's an Isser Maisa on Erev Shabbos, but only because Erev Shabbos is an idea of being Mechin the Shabbos. So saying this type of, this is an Isser. You have a Chiyav of being Mechin the Shabbos, and then you have an Isser of preparing certain things for Shabbos, so they're going to be Keneged Shabbos. No, it's what's I understand what's bothering you. Bothering you is why do I have to say all this? Why do you have to say all this? Just say, look, there's a problem, so it's necessary to do this.
Because it's like a practical way.
Let's take a look at Tosafot Yoma. So what does he say? He has an interesting idea. What's his idea? So how would you formulate it according to him? I'm formulating it according to the Rambam and the other Yoma. How do you formulate it according to Tosafot Yoma? Can't say it's Nisar Maisa. Right? Can't say that because this... I'm saying that according to the Rambam and the other Yoma, The tzura of the iser is that any ner that has that a ner that's kavua for the tashmish of Shabbos, there's like an iser hachana on that, right? But it's chal like a real iser. But what's Tosafot Yoshana learning?
Sounds like it's
on. I mean, but what does he mean that one is going to be a zecher? That's a strange thing to say. You're going to remember.
You realize that you have.
Well, we have to accept as facts, right? I'm not going to argue with as facts. But halachically, what does that mean?
It seems like it's a positive chiyuv to say a certain type of chafza of a ner which is a zeker.
So what's the iser? What would be the iser according to him, and how does having one that's a zeker remove the iser? That's the question. Right, so Yehuda is saying the iser is to create a certain situation, and if you accept this idea of zecher, then what? Then you haven't. Then you've removed it. He also is like it's like a matir. I mean, he's learning like the lighting one good near is like a matir.
Or is it saying the iser just doesn't?
Shemayata. Because the shemayata exists in the near. The shemayata exists in the near. This is sort of a safeguard to it. It's going to remove the chshash. It's going to remove the chshash of shemayata. So it's tough. Because according to the Ram, in madlikin means literally, this ma'isa hadlaka is asur. According to the Tosos, ein madlikin is difficult. So what does it mean?
Situation.
And where does he get this from? This bothers me. Where does he get this? Where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? I mean, plain shot is the other way. Ain't madlikin any of these things. Anyone you don't like is nisser.
Maybe you say.
All right, so maybe he holds like this. Maybe he holds that the nature of the isser. Let's understand. Let's think about it carefully. What's the nature of this isser? Don't light this nair. Why? Why? Because maybe later on you'll use it, and maybe you'll tilt it when you're using it, right? Don't light this nair now. Why? Because when you use it later, you might tilt it, right? When you use it later, you might tilt it. So how is he learning the nature of this Isser? How is he learning the nature of this Isser? Is defined by the Cheftza itself. He was saying, going to the Rambam, the nature of the Isser is defined from the Cheftza. But if it's a Cheftza of Tashmish Shel Shabbos, it has to be a fit for that. And if there's an intrinsic problem of Shema Yata, then it doesn't qualify as a Cheftza Shel Shabbos. Right? But they're learning that what's the problem? The problem is a lack in Hachonas Shabbos. That in Hachonas Shabbos, you have to be... It's a lack in Hachonas Shabbos, because in terms of Hachonas Shabbos, it's not just setting up objects that you can use, but there's a certain... You have to have a certain zrizus in terms of the yom itself. So to set up an object that could possibly cause you to tilt it later is not a problem in the Cheftza. It's a problem in the individual's hachana, because the nature of his preparing is a preparing that's not regarding that's disregarding the problem in terms of Shabbos. Let me put it this way. So what's the matir? What's the matir? The matir is a certain zrizus on his part. Both. In other words, what's the nature of this matir? Let's understand what we're going to say. In other words, as long as he does a maisa that recognizes the problem, you understand? In other words, he's learning like this. You have to set up the cheftza. If you set up the cheftza that has a potential problem, so that's a lack in hachana. It's a problem in hachana itself. Because you're creating the cheftza, right? But the cheftza has a deficiency in it, in terms of the yom. So you have to do. You can be mechin in that quality itself. You understand? If you're maimed a ner that expresses the problem of Shema Yata, then you're mechin the gavra. In terms of that question, person tilt it. Now, is he saying like this? The problem is if you just light the nair, so then you're simply creating the situation where the person might tilt it, right? That lacks in being mechin for the yom, because it's true you're mechin an entity that can be used, but you're not mechin in terms of the yom Shabbos. Because in terms of the Yom Shabbos, the use of this object has a problem. But he holds that you can remedy that by creating a nair that expresses the problem itself. You understand? He's saying you can be making the gavra in terms of the, it's like a lima to the gavra in terms of this very problem. So now you have no issue. In other words, he holds the problem is that it's a, it's easier for me to go backwards from the remedy. He's learning like this. How does it solve the problem? Because you're creating the cheftza that has a certain pitfall, but with it as long as you are establishing an entity that demonstrates the problem, that's like a now the gavra in the beginning of the yom, when Shabbos enters, he's doing two things. He's creating something that has a potential problem, but he's also engaged in a maisa that recognizes that problem. To just prepare the cheftza with the problem without the counter limud, that would not be preparing for Shabbos properly. That would be an isser. It would be a lack in the Hachonas Shabbos. The Hachonas Shabbos means you have to bring in, you have to bring yourself to Shmir Shabbos Legamri. Shmir Shabbos Legamri would include a Maisa that conditions the person to the problem itself. To just be madlik the nair without being madlik the proper nair. That was when he says that it's a zecher, it means to say it's a zecher because now you remember why I had to do this one. I had to do this one because this one represents the proper idea. This one represents the idea of Shema Yata. But his point is like this. He's learning it all in terms of Isser of Hachana. That you can't be making the gavra. To light one nair without the other is not a. It lacks in being making for Shabbos because you're preparing a problem without preparing a solution. But he held if you prepare the solution, then it's fine. Because one serves as. What's the problem of this nair? It's that there's a shema in the end. But if you establish a nair that demonstrates that very idea, then you did prepare really. Maybe later on you'll forget. That's fine. There's always a possibility that somebody will do something wrong. But it's not a problem in terms of his hachana. Notice there has to be a certain zehirus and zerizus in the hachana. This lacks a zerizus and a zehirus in the hachana. To prepare something that has a possibility of Isser is an Isser in being Zohir in your Achanas Shabbos. But he held that type of an Isser can be remedied with a Hecker. You understand? If you look at the type of the Isser, according to the Rambam, the type of the Isser was in terms of the Cheftza Shel Tashmish. There's no remedy for that. But if you hold the Isser is more generally speaking an Isser of a Derech of preparing, can't prepare in a way that disregards the problems of the preparations, then you can establish one matir that demonstrates the zerizus and the zehirus. Contemplate all the possibilities. In other words, the problem with this achana is that it's an achana that doesn't contemplate the possibilities. But if you have to be koveya one near that recognizes this problem, that itself removes the issur.
So would you say that like what you're saying?
Or if it's something that is not going to have any problem because you don't need the near at all, right? Then it's not a lack of nachana either. As he's learning, it's a problem in nachana sagavra, whereas the Rambam's learning it. It's an issur in a certain cheftza shel Shabbos. Problem in the Chefza, you can't remedy. It either is the Chefza or it's not the Chefza. The problem in the Hachonas HaGavra, you could say, well, something else added to it can come to supplement the lack in his Hachonah. In other words, a Matir won't work for a Chefza type of a question. But if you say the Isser is on Erev Shabbos, the Isuri Erev Shabbos or Hachonas L'Shabbos, that's the Isser. So then you'll say, okay, adding can help now. Adding won't help in the Shechefza, but adding can help if it's a lacking in the Hachana. You say, well, do something else to complete the Hachana.